Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, welcome to the show. Hello from sunny, beautiful Southern California. I'm at Angel Stadium here in Anaheim, which is normally, of course, where the Angels play Major League Baseball. But tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night, this is the birthing room. This is the place where thousands and thousands of people not only will show up, but thousands and thousands of people will come forward to kind of take action on a gospel invitation that will come from Pastor Greg Laurie. And if you want to join us on Facebook, you probably heard about the little controversy already and one of the banners that was here in Southern California. They had several banners up at a mall called Fashion Island, which is a really, really nice place in Newport Beach. And in the graphic, which you can see over my shoulder here, if you jump on Facebook Live and join us at the Facebook page, just look under Steve Noble Show, N-O-B-L-E, and you can see it for yourself. That little black book doesn't even say Bible on it. Doesn't say Bible anywhere on the graphic. But that was enough to offend a few people, and that was enough heat for the company that sold them the banner space in the mall to say, we can't. It's causing too much trouble. It's too offensive. That Bible in his hand is too offensive. So you'll see that going on tonight. That'll be live on Facebook through Greg's page and a bunch of other pages. So that's what I'm here for. I host the live radio broadcast, the simulcast of the Harvest Crusade. We go live at about 30 minutes before the event starts, which is 7 p.m. The actual crusade starts tonight, 7 p.m. Pacific time. So late there on the East Coast, 10 p.m. And it'll just be an incredible three nights, but I host with a couple of their local radio people the live simulcast. So we go live about 30 minutes before the event starts, and then we kind of interact back and forth when the music's playing and prayer. Not all of that is good over radio. And then, of course, Greg gives the message. You hear that whole thing on the radio. Over 500 stations taking the live feed over the next three nights, which is super exciting. Plus, the Facebook thing is expanding now, too. Partnering with other ministry and Facebook pages, that reach will be over 25 million people tonight and tomorrow night and Sunday night, and may go even higher. We're waiting on some word back. So just pray for big things to happen here in Southern California. Pray for Pastor Greg and all the other people. It takes a ton of people to pull this off, all kinds of technical issues in a massive stadium and tens of thousands of people. So just pray for us that God would be glorified and thousands would be saved. So you can imagine, I talked about this through the whole show on Wednesday, and I was rather ticked off, which I should have been, and you should be too, about the mess with the Catholic Church there in Pennsylvania. And then, of course, not just the priests and the pedophiles that were involved in all those things, but you've got the church itself, all the way up to the Pope. And I'll tell you again today, I said it on Wednesday, if you are a Catholic, I am not attacking you. But I am attacking your church, and I am attacking your leadership. They're worthy of that. They deserve that, all the way up to the Pope, who I think should step down at this point. So they finally came out with some statements, the Vatican, not the Pope himself yet, but the Vatican and one of his, the director of the Holy See, S-E-E, press office. His name is Greg Burke. So I'm going to take you through their statement, which led to some other problems that this Pope has had. With sexual abuse and them saying that they're taking care of it, but they're not. And so this is a major issue, a major problem. And since the Catholic Church claims to be a follower of Jesus Christ and me as a follower of Jesus Christ, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it openly. And again, and I'm not Catholic bashing here. I'm not trying to bash the Catholic Church or Catholic or individual Catholics, but we need to talk about this. We need to keep talking about it. So I'm going to share the Pope and the Vatican's response. And then I want to open up the phones today because I want to ask you, what do you think should happen here? What do you think should happen to the Pope, to bishops, to cardinals, to these priests? What would you do if you could call the shots in this whole mess? So what would you do in response to what's happened here in the Catholic Church? And this is nothing new, unfortunately, and we're talking about decades now, but I think we're probably actually talking about centuries and maybe even 1,000 years plus. This problem has existed inside the Catholic Church and in other churches. None of these other churches, evangelicalism, for example, is not pure as the wind-driven snow. And of course, there's known incidences of child abuse and sexual predatory activity inside school systems and all kinds of places like that. But with schools and other places, Penn State, the Nittany Lions, that whole mess up there, they're not churches. They're not claiming to be spokespeople, ambassadors for the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I do not hold them, nor should you, to the same level of accountability spiritually. But with the Catholic Church, you bet we do. And so that's what I want to know from you today. What do you think should happen here to the priests, to the pedophiles, to the Catholic Church, to these local bishops and cardinals, and even the Pope himself? 866-348-7884 is our number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Want you to call in and tell me, what do you think should happen here? What would you like to see happen? Could the Pope do anything that could earn your respect, that you might actually say, hey, you know, good job? What could they do? What should they do? 866-348-7884 is our number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Again, if you're on Facebook Live, if this looks kind of wild, you know I'm not in my studio. I am in the Angel Stadium here in Anaheim, Southern California, for the Harvest Crusade with Pastor Greg Laurie. Okay, here's what the Vatican said. In response to the publication on Tuesday of a detailed grand jury investigation into abuse in the state over a 70-year period, the Pope's spokesperson, not the Pope yet, which I think is a wimp, issued a statement on Thursday evening saying the Holy See, S-E-E, that's capitalized, whatever that means, condemns unequivocally the sexual abuse of minors. Oh, thanks for that. There are two words that can express the feelings faced with these horrible crimes: shame and sorrow. That's it? That's all you got? Two? Said the statement issued in the name of Greg Burke, the director of the Holy See press office. Quote, the abuses described in the report are criminal and morally reprehensible. Those acts were betrayals of trust that robbed survivors of their dignity and their faith. That's an understatement. The church must learn hard lessons from its past, and there should be accountability for both abusers and those who permitted abuse to occur. Okay, you've been saying that for a while. The grand jury report, nearly 900 pages long, was the result of one of the largest U.S. investigations into sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. And here's a report. Again, I'm not pulling any punches on this. I said things on Wednesday that I've never said on the air, and I'll probably say them again today. For example, like this. This is from the report. Priests were raping little boys and girls, and the men of God who were responsible for them not only did nothing, they hid it all for decades, the report said. Monsignors, auxiliary bishops, bishops, archbishops, cardinals have mostly been protected. Many, including some named in this report, have been promoted. So a few more things that happen here, and then I'm going to talk about some other troubles that this Pope, the current Pope, has had with respect to the sexual predatory action that now seems to be part and parcel of a significant portion of the Catholic Church. Live from Angel Stadium, the sign of the location for Southern California. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble live from Angel Stadium here in beautiful Southern California for the SoCal Harvest Crusade. Year number 29 in a row. God has just continued to be faithful and do amazing things. Pastor Greg Laurie and the Harvest Crusade team and the Harvest Christian Fellowship, about 240 churches here locally all involved tonight, Saturday night, and Sunday night. Incredible musical lineups. And, of course, the number one thing is the gospel will be preached and proclaimed in power. Invitations will be given. And people will come forward and get saved. You don't know which one, but there's thousands that come forward, some people coming back to the Lord, but most of those are first-time professions of faith, and it's just awesome to behold. And I'm here because I have the incredible privilege of hosting the live radio simulcast with some other folks from Salem, KKLA, and some other local stations, so they jump in and help me over the course of these three nights. But that's why I'm here. If you want to see what it looks like, I was just giving a little view of the stadium and stuff on Facebook Live. You can join us there. We're always live on Facebook during the show, well, most of the time. And that's you can just go to Facebook and in the search box, just put the Steve Noble Show and you'll find us, and you can join us there that way. But today, talking about, I want to focus on the Catholic Church, what this mess in Pennsylvania, this nightmare. I spent the whole show talking about it on Wednesday. And if what would you do? What would you like to see happen here from the Pope on down? What is there anything that would give you any kind of confidence at all in the Catholic Church handling of this situation. And I was reading through their official statement that just came out 2 days after the release of all the information. The big press conference was on Tuesday. It was Thursday, but the Pope hasn't said anything yet. This is from the office of the Holy See, S-E-E, press office. But I would love to hear from you. What do you think should happen here with these priests, with those in leadership, with respect to what's happened? And it's not just Pennsylvania. It's all over the place. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-34-TRUTH. I really want to hear from you. What would you do? What would you think needs to be done? What would you like to see happen with all these people in the Catholic Church from the Pope on down? And especially if you're a Catholic, I would like to hear your perspective, especially. This is your church. These are your people. This is your leadership. I would love to hear from you, especially if you're Catholic, what you would like to see done here. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I think we all have a responsibility to be lifting up and putting out our voices and comments on this and commentary and outrage. So this is an opportunity for you to do that here on a nationally syndicated Christian talk radio show. So please call in and share what you would like to see happen here. 866-34-TRUTH is the number. 866-348-7884. Let's go to Rebecca, who's calling in from North Carolina. Rebecca, thanks for calling in, for being on hold a little bit there. Sorry about that. Go right ahead.
Hi. Hope you're doing well.
I am. Thank you.
I just think all of the people that are responsible should be just, you know, totally kicked out of the Catholic Church. I think we should really focus our efforts on helping the ones who have been affected, the children, yeah, and some who are now adults. I personally know some people that happened to when they were children in Catholic schools. But the one thing I would like to say is the hypocrisy is unbelievable. Just read on the internet the other day of a Catholic guidance counselor who has been in a 22-year lesbian relationship, married to another woman, but she kept it all private, and it came out publicly, so they dismissed her from their duties, quoting their stand on marriage. And I thought, how hypocritical.
Yeah.
That they want to do something like that, and then in the background they're doing all this other stuff. But the last thing I want to say is the Lord's going to have a great big millstone to hang around their neck.
Oh, man.
And they're not going to be able to escape the pit of hell from what they've done.
Yeah, and that's a
God that bless is a, you.
Thank you, Rebecca. God bless you, too. Thanks for calling in and sharing that with us. 866-348-7884. And again, I think all of us have a responsibility to speak out on this one, whether you're Catholic or not. This is inside the inside, quote unquote, the greater church. And it reflects on all of us. It just gives those who are anti-Christ, anti-Bible, like the problem that was out here in Southern California with Harvest Crusades and Pastor Greg Laurie, and other people, gives them another reason to kind of go, well, that the church is so messed up. Are you kidding me? Why would I be interested in that? So I think we all, and on behalf of these children, most of whom are now adults, we have a responsibility to speak out and speak out strongly. And so this is your opportunity to do this today on the air, and I hope you'll take advantage of it. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 for you to add your voice of outrage, which is exactly what it should be. And especially if you're Catholic, I would really appreciate you calling in. And I'm not here to bash you or attack you. I'm harsh on the church and on the leadership because it deserves it. But this isn't about you as an individual. So please don't worry about that. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let me go back to these statements coming out of the Catholic Church. This was on behalf, I guess, of the Pope, out of the office of, quote unquote, the Holy See. And it was a guy named Greg Burke. And so I was telling you some of the things that have happened, all these horrible things. Burke's statement drew attention to the reports finding that very few cases of abuse occurred after 2002. Sure. This was, quote, consistent with previous studies showing that Catholic Church reforms in the United States drastically reduced the incidence of clergy child abuse, he said. Although I would add, at this point, because the systemic cover-up of this is so massive all the way up the chain of command to cardinals and bishops, that why would we believe any of this? Why would we believe any statement out of the hierarchy of the Catholic Church at this point? They go on to say this. The Holy See encourages continued reform and vigilance at all levels of the Catholic Church to help ensure the protection of minors and vulnerable adults from harm. The Holy See also wants to underscore the need to comply with the civil law, including mandatory child abuse reporting requirements. Yeah, you should be perp-walking these people yourself. The Holy Father understands how well much these crimes can shake the faith and the spirit of believers and reiterates the call to make every effort to create a safe environment for minors and vulnerable adults in the church and in all of society. Man, this all just kind of sounds weak to me. Victims should know that the Pope is on their side. Really? Why would we think that? Why would we buy that? Those who have suffered are his priority? Sure they are. Prove it. And the church wants to listen to them to root out this tragic horror that destroys the lives of the innocent. The statement is part of fresh efforts by the Vatican to get on top of a wave of sexual abuse scandals and cover-ups that has threatened to engulf Francis's papacy this year. The Pope was personally damaged by his denunciation in January of abuse survivors in Chile, who drew his attention to cover-ups by senior figures in the church. Pope Francis was later forced to apologize and launched an investigation which resulted in the resignation of five bishops. I'm going to share some more with that later. I want to go to Tony, who's calling in from Greensboro. And again, I would like you, I think you have a responsibility here, and I am getting in your face a little bit. I think you have a responsibility here to speak out and take advantage of this situation so you can do that. 866-348-7884. We need to let the watching world know that as followers of Christ, we are absolutely enraged and disgusted by this and looking for actual action and not just talk. 866-34-TRUTH is the number, 866-348-7884. Let's go to Tony, who's calling in from North Carolina as well. Tony, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Sure. And I just want to say that it is very horrific that things like that are going on. It's really an eye-opener just in general in reference to the church as a whole. There's so much that we seem to tolerate as Christians. And we understand that there is forgiveness at the cross and that these people who have committed these crimes, if it's a continual practice that they're doing, that they should be investigated a little more thoroughly. But we all have struggles with everything, and a lot of times these particular shortnesses surface for other people, but we have to realize that sin is sin across
Amen.
The board, and we
That's
like
right.
to categorize a certain sin as opposed to another
Well said,
one.
Tony. Tony, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be right back. This is Steve Noble. He's back. That's the question, isn't it? I think that's the question. Can the Catholic Church do anything at this point? Welcome back. This is Steve Noble. Can the Catholic Church do anything at this point to kind of earn back any respect from you? Is there anything that they could do? Like, I read a statement on Wednesday from a Catholic priest who I was like, it was an incredible statement. It was just awesome. The way he just came out swinging. It was conciliatory. It was fully owning the sin, but it was using much more strong language than what we're hearing out of the Catholic Church or this particular office of the see, whatever that means, in the Catholic world. But the Pope hasn't spoken up himself, just some office that speaks for him. And he's had lots of problems. I'm going to get to another example of that here in a little bit, but I want to make sure we get to your calls too. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Would really like to hear from you as to what you think. Could the Catholic Church do anything here for you would say, hey, that's good. They're handling it well. They're doing the right thing. It's nice to see. It's nice to hear that. Is there anything that the Catholic Church could do, including the Pope, that would earn back any respect for you or that you could support? What do you think they should be doing? 866-348-7884. Or 866-34-TRUTH. Tony, sorry, I was up against a hard break there. I didn't want to take away your chance to finish your thoughts. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
No problem. But I'm like you say, I think at this point there shouldn't be any sacred cows. I think they really need to reevaluate everyone who holds a position as well as every priest to reiterate and to see just where they are. I feel the ones who are straightforward with this here would not have a problem with being called into account to reevaluate their call in this particular ministry and be able to weed out those that are not in this for the right reason. It's
right.
really a hard thing to see. And you know what, Steve, the more I look at this and the more I live and I look at this and we pointing fingers, I'm also, we bring it back to that particular scripture when Peter asked Jesus, how many times should I forgive? Three? And he says 70 times 70, which means grace should always be there. But certainly not so that they can be in this position. But there has to be something that is brought forth with this where there has to be a reevaluation of all the priests, especially since they hold such what we conclude to be power for the so-called church in this day and time.
That's exactly right. Tony, well said. Thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for listening.
All right, Steve. Have a great week, sir.
Thanks, man. You too. God bless you. And that's right. I mean, that's how many times should we forgive? Can these men, these animals, be forgiven? Yeah. The blood of Jesus Christ is that strong. Will they be forgiven? Do these guys even actually know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? I doubt it. This is so twisted. Like I shared some of the things on Wednesday. This was not just boys, so it's predominantly homosexual activity, okay? Predominantly. You can't get away from that. It is. When a Catholic priest, parishioner, whoever, leader, a man, is sexually abusing another male at any age, that is homosexual activity. You can't run away from that. It is what it is. So this is very much an issue that part of it is homosexual behavior, okay? You can't, don't be afraid of that. It is by definition. But you know, I'm, can they be forgiven? Sure they can. Will they be? If they actually repent, of course. Will they? I don't know. It's hard to believe at this point for me. Things can get so dark and so broken that people get beyond that, and it's just sad. But what can the Catholic Church do? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's jump over to Frank calling in, also from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Frank, thanks for listening and calling in. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve. It's actually Fran, but that's
Fran.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
I'm a former Catholic, and grew up going to Catholic school, and I know a little bit about it. It's been a long time since I've been a Catholic. I know a little bit about a lot about their church, actually. And to tell you the truth, it's an apostate church that preaches a works salvation. So what would you expect from unregenerate men but to do the evil things that they do? I'm surprised that you have called them ambassadors of the gospel. They don't preach the gospel.
No, I'm saying they're claiming to be. I'm not saying they are.
Okay,
I'm saying they're claiming to be. And anybody that claims to be that, I'm going to apply a biblical standard to. That was my point.
Oh, okay. But they are an apostate church, and, you know, what else can you expect from people who preach works righteousness, who put Mary on the same level as Jesus,
sure,
make her a co-mediatrix? You know, she's a co-mediator.
Well, let me ask you this right quick, Fran. Is there anything that the Pope could do in your eyes that you would give a thumbs up to at this point on this subject?
Sure. He could repent and embrace Jesus Christ as his personal Savior, and then I would have some respect for him. He could renounce the apostate teaching of the Catholic Church and embrace Jesus Christ as his only means of salvation. Otherwise, I mean, what else could he do? He's just gonna, he's just gonna do what the Catholic Church has always done.
Yeah, sadly,
preach the false gospel.
And on this particular subject, and Fran, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. On this particular subject, their history is horrific. And again, this happens in other places. This isn't just the Catholic Church that has this problem. There's other places, including public school systems. But as soon as you raise a flag saying, hey, we're the church, we're followers of Jesus Christ, as soon as you raise that flag, the stakes go up on everything. And now we're going to literally kind of throw the Bible at it. And that's where this is just a nightmare. Could the Pope, in your estimation, do anything to earn back some respect that you would sit there and say, hey, you know what? I can get behind that. I think that's good. 866-348-7884. Perhaps you think, no, just like Fran said, it's over. It's an apostate church, however you want to put it. And you don't expect anything good to come out of this. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Debbie's calling in. Debbie, thanks for calling. Sorry to put you on hold for so long. Go right ahead.
No, it's fine. I just had a question because I haven't really heard much about this except on the radio. When I heard you talking about it earlier in the week, and then today it's been. Does this also including the nuns that are being going into the order at young ages, and they're young girls, and they're also being sexually abused?
Yeah, there's nothing, and that's a great point, and I'm so glad you brought that up. I have not heard anything about that myself, Debbie, and I've never really studied or looked into that. But that they're not saying anything about that in this particular report. It's all about the male leadership in the in these six dioceses, which covers about three million Catholics in Pennsylvania, and it was all against men and boys mostly, but some girls. Like I mentioned, the one girl who was raped by a priest in her hospital bed while recovering from tonsil surgery. I mean, it's just so depraved and wicked. It's a head shaker.
Yeah. It's terrible. I've been a while since I've looked into it, but it's just been in my heart ever since I saw it. Some testimony on YouTube. You can find very few, but this particular lady is was from Carmel, and that's the order that she was in at that time. And she described it. It's just amazing. They are just young girls going in there, innocent, wanting to serve God, and they're being tortured after like maybe a year or so, or they get to a certain age, maybe 16 or whatever, and then they're, if they don't succumb to the advances, then they're put into there's torture chambers and so forth in some of these churches, and it's horrible, and it's I can't imagine it's just happening in that area.
No,
it's,
of course not. No,
and it's something that needs to be addressed as well, and people need to be aware of that. Her one request was to pray for the little nuns.
Wow.
And she's talking all of this after it's all happened.
Yeah.
She's a much older woman. She was able to escape, thankfully. But these kids don't know the Bible. They don't know how to reach out to God. And we all need to pray for that because it's horrible.
Yeah, and that's where, and Debbie, thanks so much for calling in and sharing all that today. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. And that's where, they're dealing with authority figures here. You know, and one priest had a young boy, I'm just going to say it was oral sex, and then made him wash his mouth out with holy water. What? It's so sick. It's so depraved. And the fact that it's coming from the power structure and these young people, what are they going to do? And actually, some of these priests, I think it was four of them in one of these dioceses in Pennsylvania, had a special little thing going on amongst all of them, and they were sharing child porn. They were making it, and then they would give these boys that they were abusing, they would give them a little gold necklace, little gold cross necklace, which would send a message to the other psycho, disgusting, evil pedophile priest that, hey, this boy has been down the road, and feel free to abuse him yourself. I mean, this is sickening. It's one thing to talk about a movie series like 50 Shades of Grey. It's another thing to start talking about what's going on in the Catholic Church. And I think, sadly, this is all over the place. I think that, just like Debbie mentioned, with nuns coming in, I think the depravity and the sexual depravity and a lot of this from the whole chastity vow that they do with priests, which is ridiculous. I think that's built up a culture in there that's gone on for centuries. And so what we're seeing, as disgusting as it is, unfortunately, sadly, I think it's the tip of the iceberg. When we come back, the Pope's problems in other parts of the world, which I think shows us all just how widespread this actually is. This is Steve Noble live from Angel Stadium, the location for this weekend's Southern California Harvest Crusade with Pastor Greg Laurie, talking about the nightmare in the Catholic Church and these poor victims. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble live from Angel Stadium here in Southern California. SoCal Harvest, year number 29, going on tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night with Pastor Greg Laurie and the Harvest Crusades team and Harvest Christian Fellowship, over 200 local churches. Harvest.org, you'll be able to watch that. That starts at 7 p.m. Central, or 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time. So I know it's late for all of you, all of my friends back there on the East Coast, but it's an incredible thing. It's a real sight to behold. And then when Greg gives the message and then he gives the invitation, I get the opportunity. It's really a huge blessing and a lot of fun. I actually sneak down to the backfield here at Angel Stadium before his invitation is given. And then we always have a pastor here in the radio section behind home plate, and then I'm talking to him while people are flooding down to the field. I'm watching people come down to make a profession of faith and describing that kind of old school radio there. It's so cool, and I've been involved with the Harvest family and folks here for a long time, all the way back to 2006 and 2007. We did a crusade in Raleigh. And just the most evangelistic church I've ever been around, and the focus and the dedication of this entire ministry, the church. Remember, Pastor Greg Laurie is a pastor. He's pastoring a church 52 weeks a year, plus the Crusades and all the other stuff he does. But it's really just an incredible honor to work with them. It'll be live on Facebook tonight, too. It'll show up on my page. We gave Harvest permission. A bunch of other people are. It's called cross-posting. And so Harvest will put the Facebook Live of the Crusade on my Facebook page tonight. So if you jump onto the Steve Noble show Facebook page, you'll get it. Or go over to Greg Laurie's show, Greg Laurie's page on Facebook. It'll be there. And it'll be perfect connection, like some of my challenges when I'm on the road. I guarantee you that will be perfect connection. Today, just kind of continuing our conversation about what happened with the Catholic Church and the Pope's lack of response, the office of whatever it's called, just some kind of ridiculous name. And again, if you're Catholic, I am not attacking you personally. I'm hard on the Church. I'm hard on the leadership. I'm hard on the Pope because they deserve it. I'm not coming after you personally. The director of the Holy See press office, this guy named Greg Burke, and their statement, which I thought was tepid and not nearly as strong as it needs to be. Pope Francis himself wasn't quoted in the statement, and there was no mention of demands in the United States among some Catholics for the resignation of Cardinal Donald Wuerl, the Archbishop of Washington. Tuesday's report accused Wuerl of helping to protect some child-molesting priests while he was Bishop of Pittsburgh from 1988 to 2006, and he's definitely guilty of that. They've got so much evidence. So the question for you, if you still want to call in, is what do you think? What would make you happy? What would earn it back any respect at all from the Pope and the Catholic Church that they could do in response to this nightmare, which is not just Pennsylvania? This has been a systemic, and it's not just America. It's all around the world. I'm going to share a story with you on that here in just a second. But if you want to call in and express your outrage, which I hope you have some of that towards this situation and what you would like to see happen in the halls of the Catholic Church from the Pope on down, including his resignation, which I think should be forthcoming, give us a call. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. Or 866-34-TRUTH. So here's another thing. So you think this is just Pennsylvania or just America? It isn't. This is from The Guardian. Pennsylvania sexual abuse report is another setback for Pope Francis. Pontiff vowed decisive action, quote-unquote, when elected, but has failed to get a grip on a series of scandals. So here's from the story. The shocking accounts of rape and assault of vulnerable children by men who are supposed to be moral exemplars are bad enough, but as is almost always the case, the actual abuse is compounded by collusion and concealment by senior church figures in attempts to silence and intimidate survivors. Pope Francis, considered progressive and enlightened on many issues, has struggled to get a grip on the scandal that has gravely weakened the Catholic Church's moral authority. No kidding. Despite calling for decisive action when he was elected as pontiff in 2013, he has failed to turn that into a reality. Instead, he has been on the back foot, reactive rather than proactive, and has misread the extent of betrayal by the church. A special papal commission set up to make recommendations on the church's role in child protection ran into difficulties last year when two members, both abuse survivors, quit. Now, why would they quit? That's the question you should immediately be asking yourself. One of them, named Pete Saunders, said he had thought the Pope was serious about kicking backsides and holding people to account, that's a quote, but that it turned out not to be so. The other, Marie Collins, said the abuse crisis was handled, quote, with fine words in public and contrary actions behind closed doors. Then, this year, on a visit to Chile, the Pope denounced survivors who said the church had covered up sexual abuse and crimes, robustly defending a bishop he had appointed in the face of objections. That's how much the Pope really cares about the victims. He takes the bishop's side. This gets even worse. The Pope was later forced to admit he made grave errors, quote-unquote, of judgment, launch an investigation into abuse and the cover-up in the country, and accept the resignation of the bishop he had championed himself. In an 8-page letter to Chilean Catholics, Francis condemned a, quote, culture of abuse and cover-up in the church, saying he was ashamed that neither he nor church leaders in Chile had properly listened to victims. No kidding. That's why the guy shouldn't have a job, Pope or no Pope. The guy shouldn't have a job. He should probably be in jail. In an 8-page letter, that was that. But that wasn't the end of it. On Tuesday, this Tuesday, just hours before the publication of the grand jury report on Pennsylvania, Chilean authorities raided the headquarters of the Catholic Church's Episcopal Conference, presumably in search of further evidence of abuse and a cover-up. Cardinal Richard Azzotti, the Archbishop of Santiago, has also been summoned to testify in court about the alleged concealment of years of abuse. This is all over the world. Gang, I'm telling you, this is all over the world from the top to the bottom in the Catholic Church, which it's just To say it's a den of perverted thieves would be an understatement. In Australia in May, Philip Wilson, the Archbishop of Adelaide, became the most senior Catholic cleric convicted of concealing child abuse after he failed to report the abuse of two altar boys by a priest in the 1970s. For 2 months after his conviction, he refused to resign his position, leading Malcolm Turnbull, the Australian Prime Minister, to publicly call on the Pope to remove him. That's a great idea. President Trump, Vice President Pence, every member of Congress, where are you guys? Where are the leaders of other nations calling for the Pope? Hey, Pontiff, what are you doing? As one of the leaders in the world, he needs to be all over this, and he isn't. Francis accepted Wilson's belated offer to leave his post just a few days after he accepted the resignation as Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, the former Archbishop of Washington, D.C., amid allegations of sexual abuse, including claims involving an 11-year-old boy. Two dioceses in New Jersey secretly reached financial settlements in 2005 and 2007 with men who they said were abused by McCarrick decades ago, according to a New York Times post. See, it just keeps going. And they pay people off. And then the priest I mentioned on Wednesday from some Florida in his homily, in his sermon, talked about the, I think he called it the Lavender Mafia inside of the Catholic Church, which is a bunch of very powerful homosexual men that serve in the church, covering up and abusing people and then harassing people and scaring them and putting pressure on them to shut them up. So God bless this particular priest in Florida. I shared that story the other day on my Facebook page. In France, Cardinal Philip Barberin, the Archbishop of Lyon, is to go on trial next year on criminal charges of covering up sexual abuse. There's another part of the world. Also on the dock will be Archbishop Louis Ladaria Ferrer, the head of the Vatican's powerful doctrine office, and five other Catholic Church officials who allegedly failed to report allegations of abuse. Later this month, Francis will make a 36-hour visit to Ireland, a country that has been rocked by revelations of child sexual abuse by priests and is covering it up by the church. On and on and on it goes. Here's what the Pope should say. I failed, my institution failed, and as a Pope, I'm taking responsibility. Colm O'Gorman, who was raped by a priest as a teenager in the 1980s, told The Observer last week. He should come here and tell the truth, but the chances of that are very slim. The thing the church fears most is the damage to its reputation. And that sure seems to be a charge that's at stick. It's unbelievable, the depravity and the sickness that's existing in the Catholic Church right now. Let's go to Inez calling in from North Carolina. Thanks for calling. You're on with Steve. Go right ahead.
Hey, just one comment about this. And I mean, it's going to seem simplistic, but the only thing that I can think of is repent. Every last one of them. If you covered, if you did it, if you neglected, whatever, if you were in any way a part of it, repent. God is on the throne. No man at the head of any denomination is on the throne, and we all answer to him. I would like to see just the truth continue to come out. I think God is working. I think he wants a pure bride, and I think this is part of that.
Yeah, and of course, and that's a great point, and I appreciate you calling and making that point, Inez. I appreciate that. And it is a great point, and repent is always there. But there's judgment and there's wrath. God's wrath is being stored up, right? So can you imagine? I mean, Cain kills Abel and Abel's blood cries out to God from the ground. What do you think this sounds like? All these boys, all and some girls. This isn't just boys. There were girls too. And all of this, and yes, repentance, amen. That is the gospel. That's why I'm here in Southern California working with Pastor Greg Laurie and these guys in the proclamation of the gospel here at the SoCal Crusade over the next 3 nights. You can go to harvest.org or catch it on Facebook, on Greg's Facebook page. You can watch live and join us, and it's something to behold. But that would be a good first move. Get every priest, every bishop, every cardinal, and the Pope himself into this stadium to hear the true unadulterated gospel. Because at this rate, based on the way this place is run, that the Catholic Church is run from the top to the bottom, I don't know how many Christians are in there, how many actually blood-bought, born-again Christians are in that organization, but it doesn't seem like there can be many, at least not in the halls of governance. So this is a massive problem. It's not just a Pennsylvania problem. It's not just an America problem. It's not just a north of this hemisphere, that hemisphere. Above the equator, below the equator, this is an international, worldwide problem in the Catholic Church. I think the Pope needs to go. I think they need to open up their books and bring in the officials all over, not just America, but all around the world, and say, we need your help. Because they obviously can't police themselves. And every time it happens, they denigrate the name of Christ and his bride. Every single time. So I'm going to keep talking about it. You should keep reading. You should keep sharing. And let's do our part to continue to keep the heat on the Catholic Church on this disgusting, disgusting display of depravity. This is Steve Noble, live from Southern California here at Angel Stadium with my friends at the Harvest Crusades with Pastor Greg Laurie, harvest.org tonight, and the Facebook live feed on Greg's page. And join us and tell other people that don't know the Lord about it, because they need to hear the gospel. This is Steve Noble, and God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon.